Okay, everybody, this is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. This is January the 14th at 8:36 p.m. Eastern. We're calling the meeting to order. Let's see, first order is to call roll.
So, Arlene has just come in.
Oh, fantastic, Arlene. Welcome to the call. We're just getting started.
Okay, and the affiliates budget should be coming through in just a minute or two. I was just making a few changes with Laverne and Bernard on that.
Okay, fantastic. So the first thing we're going to do is call the roll, and let's see, R. Paul, can you call the roll?
Yes. Give me 1 second to get over to that. Okay, Grace Aaron? Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Mike Jones?
Here.
Lizette King?
Yes.
Fred Plunder?
Present, thank you.
R. Paul Martin is here. Simon Pius? Jamie Ross?
Here.
Lavarne Williams?
They'll be coming in a minute.
Bruce Wolf? Susan Young?
Here. Yeah.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I count 7.
Okay, we should also note that Arlene is here. And is Grace here? I thought I heard your voice, Grace.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. So for tonight, the primary point of this meeting is to get our budgets approved so we can the PNB can approve them tomorrow if possible. So I would put on the agenda budget approval. Since we have PFW, we'll work on that first. And then if there's anything, if the national office comes through, we can do that. And then also, Arlene, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you interested in this committee discussing or reviewing the new revenue policy?
Sure, if there's time.
Okay, if there's time. So the third item would be the revenue policy.
What about the motion I sent? Did you say that?
Okay, isn't that related to the revenue policy?
Yes, it is. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
It really has to do with monitoring, addressing the management letter deficiencies. The revenue letter is one such strategy for addressing one or two of the management deficiencies, but this is something that we failed to do this last year, and I encourage us to have something set up as a policy and a priority this year.
Okay, I will add that to the agenda. Just as a word of explanation, what Susan is referring to, last year the auditor in January gave us a management letter that identified quite a few deficiencies and one material weakness in our organization, and there needs to be a concerted effort to solve those problems. And I have to say, as a point of privilege, I'm sorry the meeting before last went on so long. Really, these meetings are supposed to go 3 hours max. If we're really getting some valuable work done and getting the budgets approved, which is desperately important, and we need to stay a little longer, that's fine. But otherwise, we shouldn't stay on the phone so long. So I really am sorry about that. And I should also point out to the committee that the BAI treasurer is now R. Paul Martin. So we'll welcome R. Paul back to the call. And if R. Paul wants to be secretary again, that would just be fantastic.
Whatever the committee wants. However, if I'm going to be secretary, I need to hear again the first two items for this agenda.
Okay.
I think it should be unanimous that R. Paul is the secretary. Of course, I don't mean to presume for the PNB members coming in, but as an outgoing one, at least for tonight, I think it's great.
The agenda items are WPFW budget, national office budget, revenue policy, and response to auditor's letter.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
Are we expecting the general manager interim from PFW?
I hadn't asked him, so
okay.
I don't know that we are. If you'd like, so, I mean, you could call him, but I'm kind of hoping we can...
I just ask. I don't want to prolong the meeting longer than it ought to be. It's okay.
Okay, no, I hadn't actually asked him, so sorry, yeah. Okay, so that's the agenda. So if there's any objections, if there's no objections to that agenda, we can proceed. And hearing none, there are no objections. Okay, so I believe Arlene sent around, the first item is PFW budget. I believe Arlene sent it around about 2 or 3 hours ago, so it should be in your inbox there somewhere. And this is a document called 10-01-13 WPFW budget, FY2010, last version.xls. And just to bring people up to speed, a few meetings ago we had gone through the income line and asked a few queries, which for the most part were answered. However, we could never do the expense line because the actuals for last year weren't there. So now they are. So what I propose that we do is start, let's see, do a quick review, just bring ourselves, refresh our memories. Okay.
Excuse me, Jamie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Summer Reese. If it's all right, I'm going to sit in as an incoming PND member and just listen.
Okay, that would be fine.
Okay, thank
you. Hi, welcome back, and congratulations on being on the PNB.
Thank you. I look forward to working with everybody again shortly.
I'm glad that you decided to do it.
Thank you.
Hi, Summer.
Hey, is that Alberto?
Yes.
Hi.
Is that it?
Oh.
Okay, so folks, these are two people that used to be on the committee as treasurers, and now they're both PNB members, so hopefully they'll be the directors. So they're sitting in on the call. The board actually doesn't officially change over until 2 weeks, so that's why Susan and I and Sherry are still here.
Right.
And Luzette. And
I was wondering.
I know. I forgot everybody's turn over.
It's all right. It's okay.
So just to review our memories, the revenue for this budget calls for an increase in revenue of about, let's see, over $500,000. That's quite an increase there. From last year, it was $1.528 million, and this year they're calling for $2.056 million. Listener support accounts for most of that increase. So, it does sound stretchy. But anyway, let's look closely at the expense lines because we never looked at them before. And the budget does call for a total surplus.
This is LaVarne.
Hi, LaVarne. Welcome to the call.
Shortly.
Welcome to the call. We're talking about the PFW budget.
Okay.
Thanks for sending it. The surplus of this budget is only $22,000. So if they don't make that higher revenue goal, then they will run a deficit. Okay, but reviewing the expenses, let's jump down to...
I didn't do this beforehand, but did anybody, if they didn't, I'll look it up, CPB, because they're showing an increase in CPB over what they received last year, and that's...
Yeah, they did. PFW is the one station that's going to get more.
Okay.
I'll find it and get it out. That's correct, right, Grace? That's my recall. I have the document here.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
We can confirm that.
Send it out again.
PFW is the one station whose allocation increased. And just to confirm.
Effie did the summary, and I sent out a summary earlier.
Jamie, is the budget the one that was sent out by LaVarne on December 8th?
No, this was sent out by Arlene this afternoon. Would you like me to send it around one more time?
I'm sure I can find it if Arlene sent it out.
Yeah, the increase in CPB is correct.
Okay.
So they do get 50,000 more in CPB. Perhaps I should send this to Summer and Alberto, since they're probably going to be on this committee very shortly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I just saw the email from Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good news. We don't know how much it's going to be, but
this is
no,
great.
Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
And so they're saying in terms of distribution, we determine that, or Or no, they said for each station, we're now still set up as singularly as a
it's
station.
It's going to be based on the last 3 years' CPB money and then distributed according to the same proportion that CPB money is distributed during the regular grant cycle.
Why don't you just explain it, Arlene? Can we take a little segue
and
explain it? There's an extra stimulus money that the CPB has been granted, so and it's going to be distributed. Arlene, maybe we should just—I should just send that note to the National Finance Committee from.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much money is it?
We don't know
yet. Don't know yet.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Good.
Very good.
My God, I'm like, you know, a certain level of anxiety has gone down.
Okay, so folks, let's go back to the PSW budget and let's see. So we'll go through the major expense details. Salary and related seems about the same. Gross salaries this year 526. Last year they were 514. And all these other numbers seem about the same, except for health benefits, which this year are $220,000, and last year were $129,000. So there's quite an increase in health benefits.
Yeah,
I guess those are correct.
Well, we need to look at the line, see if there's some combination here. Let me bring mine up.
Mr. Chair,
Can you send me the budget to? This is great.
Sure.
I must somehow not be on the. Well, I'm anyway. I didn't get it.
You.
I can't find it.
Yeah, I.
Jamie, is this line 35?
It is line.
52.
46.
46.
Oh, no, health benefits is 52. That's correct.
Okay, which. This is. WPFW FY09 budget versus actual XOS?
No, this is the one that just came today. It's called 10-1-13.
Okay, I see that one. Okay. Just grab the first PFW thing I saw.
Is there anybody else that needs a copy of this while I'm sending?
This is last version. Is that the one you all have?
Yeah, that's the one we're looking at, last version.
God, I can't believe we got this. Oh, my God.
Is the CPB email? I don't think I received a copy. Has Grace sent it to everybody?
I just sent it to the National Finance Committee.
Oh, I did too.
Okay. So anyway, going back to our budget. So health benefits. That's quite an wow. That's quite amount. Quite a lot of health benefits, isn't it? It's $520,000 in salary and $220,000 in health benefits. Does that seem right? Health benefits. It says look at the health benefits tab.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, when salaries are saying close to the same and health benefits, really doubling?
Is an increase of 14.
Yeah, this is Fred. I know we look at benefits as typically 33% of a total package, and which is relatively high. This is higher.
If you look at health benefits, UH on health benefits spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
You will see that as of
December.
As of December 09, health benefit went from November 13,986 to 15,945, which is a 14% increase, which is kind of comparable to what's going on in America. So I'm not, you know, I don't know if it's legit or not, but that's kind of how health benefits increases. And is anybody from PFW?
Yeah, actually, you know what the problem is. The 09 actual is not added up right. That's the problem.
It's different packages. Different. Where do we have?
If you actually add the numbers from columns C, D, E, and F, you get a number that's closer to the 22,000, I think. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now that's interesting. Oh, so again, it's a problem with actuals. I think that 129 number. So if you go back in this spreadsheet to column C, D, E, F, and G on row 52, those are also FY09 actual figures, apparently. Oh, but those actuals are not reliable. I see. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, we actually put in the
we plug in the number that we received from PFW.
Okay, I got you. So that actual number
may
not be correct. Okay. Well, we'll mention that.
Yeah, we actually plugged in, but then we need to look at them again because we got new actuals and we just put them in and then we have to look at them again.
I'll find it.
Okay, well, we'll notate that.
I'll find it.
Why don't we keep going down, though? So if this 220 in health benefits is correct, then total health benefits, then total salary and related, which is row 55, is going to be 817 this year versus 722 last year, and it's almost entirely due to health benefits, that increase, if that's correct. Okay, so let's go down through the next bunch of numbers, administrative expenses. This has a lot of little lines, many of which are not that, you know, substantial.
Mr. Chair, one of them that I'm curious about is office rent adequately reflecting the increase that occurred as of November.
Okay. Are you out in front?
I'll be
right there. We can hear you, Arlene.
Sorry about that. I have to go in through the door.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I see that it changed, went from in November $14,870 a month to $16,000 a month.
Yes.
So that's where we are now?
And that's a 14% increase.
Okay.
You're asking for a reason why it's increased to that?
No,
I wanted to make sure the increase, that the increase was high enough.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, well, I notated that. Let's see, in other lines in here, we added $18,000 to the budget in line 62 for legal services.
In line what?
In line 62. All the stations were supposed to enter legal consulting in their budgets this year.
Line 62, you said?
62. Line 62. Can you hear me clearly? Am I speaking clearly?
No. I'm trying to follow the thing and...
Yeah, it's line 62 is professional service legal. You see that last year there was no actual there. So this year I think Grace was insistent that Ricardo consult with the people doing the budget for each station so that they adequately budgeted for station's legal expenses that come.
Yeah, so we put $18,000 in there.
Okay, that seems reasonable. There's no at line 70 credit card discount fee. There's none for the last year, which there must have been one. So,
well, it's in the one was in development and the other was in administrative. We can get it together.
Okay.
Isn't that the one, or was that the national office?
Yeah. It could be that way.
It does then.
Okay, and office rent is the big one here, and tower rent. And let's see, utility, everything else seems pretty reasonable, those numbers are correct. People can look at line 85, what the station had to pay in 2009. I don't want to actually get into it on the phone, but you can read your budget and see what it was. And because of that item, the administrative expenses are budgeted to be a lot lower, $423 this year versus $515 for last year.
It should be noted just that the differential is a mixed bag of things. That is not way to calculate the settlement. Is there any provision for anything this year?
Well, there's a legal cost. That's actually an interesting question you raised.
Is the legal cost of really paying for legal services as opposed to anything else? And I don't know how that, you know, it might be more appropriate to provide that in some sort of a national contingency or something. So it's expectation.
I don't know if, well, Grace, can you, are you there, Grace?
Yes.
You should tell me if this is inappropriate for the open call, but are there any other, I mean, do we expect more legal fees of that magnitude?
There's, you know, there's a deduction.
I can discuss it, but not on an open call, exactly what the obligations are legally or
Okay.
Exactly,
why don't we take a few minutes in closed session just to discuss that item? Because there were a lot of expenses of that nature last year.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, well, why don't we go down? If there's, are there any more questions about the administrative items? That's rows 56 through 87. I've noted the credit card discount fee and the question about the rent and the question about legal. Okay, so for programming expenses, that's rows 99 through 109. That's the next batch of numbers.
Doing a whole lot of maintenance.
Yes.
I wonder, maintenance technical, where does that comes from? Cash flow? It's not going to tell us what that is.
Okay, that's a whole bunch of things. The transmitter is in terrible shape. There's no backup transmitter. There's a huge amount of backlogged maintenance that's actually impinging on the ability of the station to broadcast. And so it's deferred maintenance that simply has to be fixed. Equipment failures and all kinds of things. They're doing lead abatement on the tower itself. And WPFW has been off the air. It's got to make some sort of arrangements. Maybe Arlene might know more about this. Is Arlene back? I know that WPFW has been trying as much as possible to get itself back to battery with no backup transmitter. And with a very faulty transmitter and other equipment problems, it's on an struggle to keep that station on the air.
Right, the maintenance engineer, you have to have an engineer who's there more often, and that's why the costs are in there. And you know, and all of these costs, and you know, as they go through this, they're always looking at there's a possible upside in terms of John. Mike, is John? Are you available? Can you give us a little information on that? John, are you available? Let me give John will have more information. Let me just give him a quick.
Yeah, John will have the full information of the specifics.
Details. I think they were negotiating something.
Right. There's a
well,
problem.
Actually, if you add lines 103 and 104 for FY10, it's 24,000. 9,000, it's 33,000. For FY9, it's 21,000. So it's an increase, but it's not a huge increase.
Yeah,
right.
If you go on column W and you highlight the minus 20,000, and then you'll see the difference is really 13,500.
Okay, so maintenance technical.
Yeah.
Okay, so part of that is an issue of things being booked on different lines than they were last year.
Hey, can you come on the call? All right, thanks. Okay, John's
going to
come on.
Hi there.
Hi, John.
John. They wanted to ask you about, well, okay, go ahead, Grace.
You and I know that there are major equipment problems at WPFW, so we were just wondering if you could outline what they are and how much it would cost to fix them.
Well, how much is not really known, but...
Uh-huh.
their remote control unit for the station is just has stopped functioning properly. They've got problems with the transmitter. They're looking to possibly replace that transmitter with a PTFP grant, probably not this year, but maybe next year, unless we can get a grant this year. The lead abatement project, we don't know whether we're going to need to rent space on another tower or whether they're going to be able to stay on the tower at low power. There are a number of issues, plus there's equipment that needs to be either replaced or repaired. So there are expenses right now.
Okay, thank you, John.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what comes on in programming expenses. And also, people should be aware that other programming expenses, line 108, include its increase because the station is committed to pay for more expanded Arbitron reports. And line 109, Free Speech Radio News, is increased over last year to $84,000 from $62,000 because the CPB grant is higher, and that's if you get more CPB, then you pay more to Free Speech Radio News. So that's what that is. Pardon?
Okay, it's 26%.
Does that seem wrong?
No, that's about right. 6% of the CPB, right?
The 26% is the percent of the totality of the CPB funds that's earmarked for national programming. I think it's 26 point some odd percent. That's defined by the CPB.
Right. Okay, so then... that's why it's higher, because they got a higher CPB grant. And it seems like it also includes the extra payment, which is somewhat up in the air. And one thing to keep in mind is that cell U110, the summary of programming expenses, seems to be wrong. It should really be the sum of the numbers right above it, but actually it's the sum of some numbers over on the side, which I think we felt were bad actual. So last year's total programming expenses were 117. This year's 156. That increase comes from increase in maintenance and the increase in programming expenses for increased Arbitron and the increase to Free Speech Radio News, which is due to the increased CPB grant. So that's that.
Can I mention two details?
Go for it.
Okay. The first thing is I don't know the exact amount, but I think approximately there are $170,000 in legal bills and commitments. And so that's quite a burden for W. The other thing is...
Is that for the current year or for the past year? Is that bills? That's money owed?
It's yes, it's money owed.
Okay.
Yes, for the most part.
Gotcha.
I can go over that a little bit more exactly in closed session, but... The other thing that I think this finance committee should understand for the future is that WPFW's building is going to be torn down to build a larger structure. So besides the a capital campaign for improved equipment, transmitter, et cetera, there should be a capital campaign done so that...
Is somebody beeping there?
Excuse me, yeah, it's impossible to hear. This beeping's been going on intermittently for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So long, I couldn't hear anything you said.
Okay,
so,
if you could try, be careful wherever your handset is.
I don't know exactly what the deadline is for the move of WPFW, but it should be kept in mind that WPFW cannot remain in its current quarters for that long.
Grace, can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
It's 2012.
Okay, so...
That's what
she
told me a couple days ago.
I'm giving this extra information only because I'm not going to be on the national board, but I spoke with Bob Conger and asked him, he's the chief engineer and the interim GM at KPFK, and he's been working at KPFK for about 10 years. I asked him how much it would cost to move KPFK, because I was interested in the expense of moving WBAI. The two stations are about the same size. And he said he would estimate, in terms of buying new equipment, building studios, et cetera, that the cost of moving a station the size of KPFK would be $800,000 to $1.4 million. So he saw an imminent move on the part of WPFW or any station would need to be budgeted and planned for far in advance with a capital program, because not only if the station wants to buy a building does it need to find the money for a down payment, but also would need to factor in the cost of the move itself. This is also Lydia Brazon, a few years ago, she was on the Pacifica National Board, told our LSB that moving WBAI, it was estimated by the National Board at that time, would cost $1 million.
And I can tell you that when we were looking to build at WMNF or to try to move, we ended up finding out that we were actually going to spend less money to build from the ground up than we were going to find a building and remodel.
Yeah. I think it's important for new PNB directors to understand that it's very expensive to move a radio station.
Arpal, for a second.
Okay, go ahead, Arpal.
When, I don't know if this is relevant or not, but when in 2012 must PFW move?
I don't think they know the exact date at this point, but their lease was extended to sometime in 2012.
Because WBAI's goes to the very end, December 31st of 2012, and it is extremely unlikely that we could get an extension there because they're doing something else with the building. We had an estimate about 4 years ago, I think it was. Somebody who understands these things a lot said for BAI to make a really good move and buy a building and all of that stuff would have an immediate cost of about $4.4 million. He could see maybe making a sort of not very good move to something else we're renting and, you know, something that wasn't so good for a little over $1 million. So that means two stations at the same time are going to need an awful lot of money. All right. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Something else to look forward to. But if we get to 2012, that'll be something to be proud of. Okay, so that is programming expenses.
Can I just make one quick note on terms of the lease for BAI? That in fact, one of our directors attended a meeting where the group here talked about, you know, possibly the tenants talked about moves and what was happening now and the rent here at 120 Wall Street. And we understand that Silverstein is actually trying to sweeten it and give you the options of a couple of months. One month in, you know, in terms of staying, and that, you know, and the plan, of course, is to get with Ricardo and talk again about options. And of course, we still have the option in terms of working with our next door neighbor who's still interested. And we've looked at a draw out of whatever of the plan here. In fact, we had the group from Houston really look at it for us and look at the options and what we would have to do. So those things are still kind of out there. But in terms of the layout and the entrance and the egress, it presents a slight problem for us right now. So, you know, we can really look at that and try to one more time with a little committee to see, you know, what we can do immediately, because we do need something here, some way to get rid of some of the costs. So that's kind of where we are now.
Let's pass PFW.
Jamie, are you there?
What was that remark?
Did we lose Jamie?
I think we might have lost Jamie.
Jamie?
Sorry, I was on mute. The next bunch of numbers is development expenses. That was Bertolt, by the way, who said, let's pass it. So, moving down, development expenses start on 112, and this looks like one of these kinds of things where some of the numbers are booked in one category one year and a different category the next year, and it's a little hard to see. Paging costs, I guess it's hard to know. Do you know, Bertolt, do you know what this line 116 is, caging costs, subscription services? I don't know. It's kind of hard to know.
Yeah, this is part of your the premiums cost. Do we have a premiums cost about?
This is summer. If no one's going to comment on what caging costs are, I will.
Okay, the issue is that caging costs for 2009, caging costs slash subscription services for 2009 were $25,000. This year their budget is $6,000. Yes, Summer, if you could explain that, that would be good.
A caging service is usually a third-party service that holds money for you. So if we've eliminated a third-party caging service, that might account for the diminution of the cost. Because that's what a caging service is. You are paying a
third of
the way to the bank.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Discontinuities from this year to last year. Postage subscription renewal seems like it was much higher last year, 19,000. This year it's 6,000. And premium costs are actually much higher last year, 175,000 versus 127,000.
We're looking
if you
at
go on the assumptions on row between 52 and 68, you'll see the how they broke down their
mail renewals.
And mail renewal and all that stuff between printing,
cost
issues, and postage.
Okay. Okie dokie, thank you.
Yeah. This item, they seem to have really specific dates, like the August and the. I don't know the logic behind that, but this is exactly how they wanted it, They had an August drive on mail. Piece of mails, and then they have a January drive where they want to send 6,000 pieces on. And they're skipping March, and I'm not sure why, but that's
what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
Okie dokie. All right, and premium costs, which is row 121, is quite a bit different last year to this year. I guess my concern is that I wonder if they're really going to save $60,000 in development, considering they're planning to make $300,000 more in listener support. They're going to make more listener support but spend less in development. It seems kind of funny.
I have a little bit of information.
Okay, go ahead.
About the development line. I think this is what is part of it. WPFW is going to be receiving or has started receiving a $25,000 grant from UCLA to put together a program. I think it's a 10-minute afternoon program that is health tips for people who are working, what they can do to improve their health on their lunch hour or something like that. I think it's really innovative and syndicatable, and they work. So that's probably part of that figure for the development income or the grants, whatever line that is.
Oh, that would be grant income. Where is that money from again?
UCLA, believe it or not.
UCLA, okay. Good.
It's a program they're working on that. I don't know how much. I believe the initial grant amount is $25,000.
Okay, thank you. And also...
I apologize. What line is that on? Is that 17?
That would be income.
Is that understood? But she was saying that there's a $25,000 grant?
Yeah, there's not.
Yeah.
We don't have $25,000 in grant income. But we have $19,000 in restricted grants.
Wonder if that's it. And then the spending associated with that is where?
Is that
under programming?
I am not sure what budget line. I'm just saying if you see an increase someplace in grant income or I don't know if it was if any of it was received in 09. Probably not, but I don't know the details. I've told you everything I know about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Luzette, does Luzette know about it?
I know as much as you've just said.
Oh, okay.
Where's the business?
Okay, well, that's helpful. So anyway, so that's development.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hopefully next year we'll have everything. When we get these lines standardized, this has sort of been an ongoing problem, is we have all these lines and they're not exactly standardized and things jump around from year to year and it's hard to tell. But anyway, okay, so that's development. So overall, we're saying that... Is that right? Yeah, that's right. We're saying that development costs are going to decrease by $60,000 in the current year. And the final bunch of expenses is community events, which is rows 131 through 133. And again, looking at row T, it seems like they're going to spend $4,000 on community events this year versus $48,000 last year. Do you know, Luzette, are they planning fewer events, or was there a big event in fiscal 09 that didn't happen this year?
A big event? No.
Yeah, and from somewhere between October 2008 through September 2009?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Jamie, I believe, I don't think they're planning any of the special events they had last year.
Okay, I think I can tell you about that. I believe WPFW lost $14,000 in the duck race.
Oh, is that what that's all about?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. You're right. You're right. Yes.
And that was a loss. And Grigsby told me that WPFW is definitely going to be doing and has already started doing community events. But they're doing events where the venues are donated and the speakers are donated and, events that are held in nightclubs for the benefit of WPFW where there's no overhead. That's already started, and in fact a premium I think was being developed because Cornel West spoke at a fundraiser at a nightclub for WPFW, and Grigsby's going to be making a premium, or that was his intention, to make a premium out of that speech. So that's the type of event that WPFW has decided to concentrate on, where the overhead is very low, and there's a modest amount of income, and I believe that there's an intention to do a number of community events, but not with an initial outlay of funds or an obligation to a contract.
Great.
And
Mr. Chair, can I simply ask whether I hope the duck race is not going to be done again?
No.
Actually, Grigsby came in at the nick of time. Apparently, we had a 3-year contract on that nonsense.
Ooh.
But he just came in at the nick of time and stopped it. The other thing that I want to follow on with Grace, we also had a film called Taze. It's to do with an Ethiopian guy who left Ethiopia, and, you know, whatever happens in the diaspora, what have you. But I think we made about 20-something thousand on that one.
Recently?
Yeah, it was a film. It's a Howard University professor who produces films. It was played in the Caribbean. It was actually filmed in France, I think, somewhere in Europe. And when it came here, we partnered and had it shown one night. I was there. It was very well attended.
That's wonderful. When was that?
This was in about, let me see. It was the same weekend that Richard also went to New York.
Oh.
When he passed through,
when was that?
October?
In the summer.
Sometimes.
It was before the, or in September, probably.
September, thereabouts.
So
yeah.
It would have been fiscal year 2009. Should already be on the income line.
But I think we did make some money there.
I think that WPFW is going to be doing more of those types of events.
Correct.
Which cost very little in upfront money, but have been successful for that station.
Correct.
Okay, so income is quite a bit lower than last year, too, so it makes sense that expenses are lower. So, okie dokie. So that's the budget. So I don't know what we want. You know, in my view, if we were starting this in September, you know, I would certainly, I'm kind of skeptical that they're going to increase income by $500,000. If the numbers are, the actuals here are really correct. So I don't know.
Mr. Chair?
On the other hand, I don't know what we're going to, I mean, we really don't have any time, more time to talk about it, so.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead,
Susan. Susan, I have a suggestion, which is that we follow up on what LaVarne had talked about before, and what we have done for other stations, but this time with just a call for, rather than actually identifying a contingency plan. For other stations, for WBAI, for instance, we actually spelled out the requirement to monitor and recommendations regarding measures that could be taken to cut costs. Not unproven increases in revenues, but things where there was actually management control over them. And perhaps what we can do is to recommend approval of this with the caveat that management needs to come back, you know, within, you know, the next quarter or the next month or 6 weeks or something with a contingency plan regarding revenues, you know, to be able to compensate for the fact that we've got 25% increase or 33% increase or whatever it is in revenues provided in this budget. It's a turnaround situation. It's the exact same thing that we faced with WBAI. We want to have the more optimistic projections based on the way that things are working currently. But I think that we need to have a very, you know, major set of caution and prudence injected into the budget itself.
Okay, that sounds like a reasonable approach given where we are. I mean, we kind of need a budget in place, and then we, you know, we're supposed to be monitoring. So, well, how can we express that in the form of a motion? Recommend approval of this budget, with the caveat. The NFT, oh, how about this? The NFT recommends approval of the WPFW budget.
So,
yes?
Just to add to that and to ease some of your fears, one of the things that we did ask PFW to do is to increase their pledge drive.
The
number of days. So they had some extra pledge drive to make some money, because their pledge drive was if we look on the assumptions, you know, their total pledge days are 66 days. It used to be 61. So they added 5 days in March, where they're going to have a fund drive in March, where they're going to raise, you know, it's about $15,000 a day, 75, And so all of that increase the revenue.
Mr. Chair?
Mm-hmm.
This is Susan. May I respond on that?
Sure.
With all due respect, extending fund drive days to 66 is not a good strategy. I consider that to be a part of the problem, not a part of the solution. And so it does not give me more comfort. We're really teetering on the edge of destroying listener support. So I understand that we can increase fund drive days, if that's something that we have control over, but it is the least positive way to do things. There's a 35% increase from last year to this year, and that's a hefty amount to be able to support. So a contingency, coming back with a contingency plan on the cost side, I think would be very beneficial.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that budget already includes an increase in pledge days.
I understand, and I think that increase in pledge days gives me less confidence on the revenue side that is built into this budget than if there were. At any rate, that I don't think of that as being a positive strategy.
Oh, okay.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Liz.
I don't know if it's a misfortune, but I do agree with Suzanne. Did Grigsby agree?
It's no crime.
Well,
it's
considering. did Grigsby actually agree to this?
Yes, he did. Because if he didn't have that, then you would have. You would have a deficit of $14,000. And what we decided to do, that was the only way. There was no room for anything else in this budget. I mean, we decided that at the last time we discussed this budget.
Yeah,
we discussed it pretty clearly. I mean, we presented that.
Wait, what do you mean?
There's always a concern about increasing the drive days and development directive courses. But in order to, during times when you don't have funds and you're trying and you have expenses that you know are necessary, like potential ones, to offset any potential downside on the transmitter, because we aren't really sure of cost there. You're required to do things that ordinarily you could always fall back the next year, and that this is a time when they're going to have to make. They have Grigsby has agreed to make that sacrifice and an extension to do the 5-day in March. So we know your concerns. Development director isn't real happy, but last year the net loss, before the central services, they were at they lost $200,000. So in order to try to not do that again, repeat that performance, because of circumstances, they have agreed, Grigsby have added the 5 days. So it's just a matter of, you have costs and you have to, you don't want to incur a loss, and you'll make that sacrifice and hope you go back to reduce the days, and that's the economy and all the other factors that make that happen. Your competition in the market, I know that, the other stations, and I know that's a big concern. But in order to try to make this budget with these costs, those days have been added.
Jamie, I'd like to make a comment, a little background for the benefit of the new.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We have seen declining listener support in terms of stations needing to increase fund drive days in order to balance their budgets. In 2008, the approach that was made by the National Finance Committee and the PNB, the principal approach was to take austerity measures. Four of our stations did lay off staff and take other make any other reductions that they could in their budgets. KPFA was did not do this in a timely fashion. KPFA wound up, because of the not taking these austerity measures, winding up about $450,000 of expenses exceeding revenue in 2009. The other stations have more or less balanced their budgets. However, at the moment, the staffing at four of the stations is very thin. There's no more room for austerity measures in terms of layoffs. Healthcare premiums are increasing. There are the other expenses are fixed expenses, which only very minor reductions can be made in the in any other budget item except for payroll. And our stations are reaching the point where if there are any other payroll reductions, they won't be able to operate. We are suffering from a decline in listenership over a 4 to 5 year period. And the only real viable way to increase income without increasing fund drive days is to improve listenership, because if you are pitching to a million people rather than 500,000, and that's very optimistic, let me say, if we're pitching to 10,000 people instead of 5,000 on the air at any time, obviously we will need fewer fund drive days. Now, in terms of off-air income, that has been disappointing in the last year, year and a half at most of our stations. The other thing is off-air fundraising is extremely labor-intensive and can be risky, as we've seen at WPFW with the duck race and with other off-air fundraising efforts. We don't have the staff, the extra staff at stations to do off-air fundraising. However, I must say that KPFT has been quite successful at off-air fundraising. But our only solution, I mean, we simply cannot reduce fund drive days, because at the moment, if we reduce fund drive days, our stations will not be able to operate. The way out is to improve listenership, which will bring us more income per day, and we do that, I believe, by improving programming to attract greater listenership. We have tremendous upside because our stations have very low market share in all of our markets. So by improving market share, we can really increase our revenue, and I think that that's the way out. But simply reducing fund drive days isn't going to make it, because we won't be able to pay our bills.
Sarah, that's not what I was recommending. Thank you for the explanation, though, Grace. So thank you.
I just wanted to give some background on it. I don't know. Were you making a recommendation
for how to solve the problem? I have a comment.
It's alerting.
Okay.
I have a comment as well on this topic, and it's very much worth noting. For us to note that if fund drive days are increasing, what that means is that we can't make it the way we used to do business, and basically where our yield is decreasing or something like that. And so the stations increase fund drive days, which can be a way to get through a tough spot. However, to do it as a long-term practice is what you have to look out for. Basically, what increasing fund drive days means is you make the same money or even a little more money, but with more days, you think, wow, we're doing better, or wow, we're doing the same, but really, in a way, you're doing worse because you're bringing in less money per day. Increasing fund drive days can mask a weakness, so it is something to keep an eye on. And as far as the actuals for, whether we're going to make the, just hold on 1 second, whether we're going to make the revenue targets for PFW, we'll see what happens, but this needs to be monitored very closely. I do know that the October drive, which the goal was 400,000 in this budget, I don't believe it. I think it missed that goal by about 40,000 or 50,000. So, as far as the first drive goes, which because we're approving this late, but it did happen in fiscal year 2010, that came in short. So, I believe for the first month or two, the actuals will show we're behind the revenue goal. So that is my comment with regard to that.
After Susan
and
talks,
I actually have a I have a motion regarding approval of this budget. I'd like to share with you so we can do this and move on. Unless people would like to, you know, this.
No, I'll withdraw my request.
Okay. What do you guys think of this? Now that we don't have Brian, we don't have our motion master, so we got to work as best we can. Here's the motion. Based on minimal review, the NSC recommends that the PNB approve the WPFW budget. NSC notes that this budget calls for an increase in revenue of 35% over last year's actuals. Therefore, NFC recommends that the PNB ask WPFW management to produce a contingency plan for what to do if this revenue does not come through as expected. So,
do you want to email that to the list, or do you want to repeat it again, or what?
You want to put a time frame on that contingency, Jamie?
Yeah, what do you think, a month? I mean, I don't know. Time frames are kind of, you know, stretchy around here. Well, what, a month? Within a month?